the thing about cars, sitting around the microphone, still hanging with our guests, Libby and Mary. We didn't do a worst car story when we recorded our regular episode. Libby, please tell us about your worst car.
Our worst car was an Austin Marina that my dear dad bought for us when we were all turning 16.
Okay, so wait, it's one Austin Marina or one for each of you?
No, one Austin Marina for us to share.
One was more than enough.
Believe me. So right off the bat, it was poo colored. So it was very brown and it was ugly in a box and it was horrible. And so I know very little about cars, but I can tell you about a Lucas electrical system. It had one, or I guess parts of one, because the electrical, if the movie Christine, I think, had been out at the time, we would have been certain that we had Christine, because it would just do stuff. I mean, when you push the cigarette lighter in, the radio would go off or come on if it was off before. The lights would flash. I mean, it was horrible, Mary.
So the Austin Marina, I'll do the sort of the tech on it. It was this 1974 Austin Marina. They were only sold in the U.S. for a couple years. There's a reason for that. They only sold about 2,500. Now, this is the U.S. version of the Morris Marina that was sold in Europe for a bunch of years. There is a reason why the guys on Top Gear dropped a piano on it. We kind of wish we thought of it. So this was the car that Dad decided was going to be a good answer for his three daughters to learn to drive a stick shift. Four-speed, 1800cc engine, and it was the original hybrid. So this particular car was British Leyland, and they went through the overstock.com of the time and pulled spare parts from the MG, the Jag, the Triumph, and apparently the Land Rover, which I still call BS on. But at no point in the entire ownership of the car, I guess we got this car in about 78. So it was not new at the time. At no point in our ownership of the car did everything work. Ever. Yeah. Ever. So at one point, a back door wouldn't open. And then suddenly it would open and a front door would not open.
It's true. And we blew through clutches like Kleenex.
That's crazy. I mean, I'm looking at pictures of this car, and the car just looks like every milquetoast 1970s era Econobox ever, right? It doesn't look like it's especially okay.
Yeah.
Right. It is. With the worst leftover parts of, let's go with British Leyland, was not exactly known for its reliability at the time.
Okay. Oh, no, yeah.
And this was the epitome of that.
So I have to ask before you go on, why did your dad pick this car instead of anything a little more accessible in the American market? Did he just run across one at the right price? Did he specifically target this?
I'm convinced he lost a golf bet. I'm convinced that what it was, because apparently it was owned by a friend of his or somebody he worked with. I don't remember that part of the story because we were just so horrified we tried to forget it. But that's
I talked to mom yesterday. She said, I never liked that man after that.
Can't blame her.
Right. So all three of us learned how to drive a stick.
Excellent.
And as a result of that, being the youngest, if something didn't work or they broke it, both sisters went, hey, Mary, hey, I broke it. Go fix it before mom and dad find out. Which is part of where I became, you know, a little more handy. Right. But Libby, I have thought about this, and I believe your ongoing distaste of anything brown.
I might be from the Austin.
it's post-traumatic brown stress.
I'll buy that.
The actual color was, I looked it up because I was like, what did they call that? It, it, the, the color for British Leyland is called Rheingold. And they said it's metallic Rheingold. And I'm like,
oh,
that was no more Rhine or gold.
You know, that's funny because
it was crap brown is what it was.
That's really funny because in the same era, you know, one of my affectations is BMW motorcycles. And during the same era, there was a color available on those that was a metallic poo brown that they called Havana gold.
Right. That's funny.
And my 78 Toyota Corolla was also poo brown, but it was not metallic. It was just
poo.
Boring.
Yeah.
I had actually forgotten brown. That the Marina was metallic, but it was somewhat.
It tried to be. The metallic had all worn off by the time we got it, I think.
So I'm scrolling through pictures of this online and I'm looking at the engine, and the engine doesn't look like any car engine I've ever seen. It looks a little bit like an outboard motor married to a vodka bottle.
Well, it's supposed to be the same one that was in the MG. Now, whether that's true or not, it was the most underpowered vehicle
I have ever driven.
We would have trouble getting it up the hill of our neighborhood.
There is a quote in here specifically saying that assembly of the car itself would prove to be quite an issue due to England's rampant labor unrest during that period.
They were drunk. That's what it was. I think most of them were.
Yeah, but that engine was used in a lot of cars. I had an 81 Mini that had a version of it. That was the BMC B series, I believe.
How'd that work for you?
Well, in my it actually wasn't bad in my Mini. The rest of the car was a little questionable, but by 81, the engine seemed okay.
Right. That's because they perfected it on the backs of the 70s era.
Right.
Mary, I wonder how many actual miles we ever even put on that Marina because it broke so often. So
often, right.
Too funny.
So, I mean, we had it for 3 years or so?
I don't think it was even that long. Because
the same people who made the venerable Morris Minor, if I'm not mistaken.
It is. But these were pieces of other things that they just kind of threw together and sold on the American market.
So let me ask this before we conclude this segment is how did you get rid of it? What was the demand of this car?
Okay.
I talked to Mom about this yesterday. She said, I think they put a for sale sign in the car, in the yard. And she said, a man came up and gave me $50.
No. That was after, Libby. That was after. So my version of the story was, and by the way, one of the more interesting affectations of this particular car is that we'd be driving down the road. You hit a bump. The lights go out. Doesn't matter if it's 10 o'clock at night. Suddenly it becomes black. So we all learned how to go hit a curb to get the lights to come back on. And that's before it dropped some oil in the driveway or where we were parking it off the driveway. And at what point it caught fire. And I'm still mad that I didn't just let it burn at that point because I was the one that had just gotten out of it and wouldn't put it out. I was like, dang, I shouldn't have done that. But so about the time we needed the third clutch, Mother said, okay, we're done with this car. We have got to get you guys a better, more reliable car. So I had broken a leg. So I was on crutches and I went with her. And all of this is fairly vivid to me. I went with her to a Toyota dealership out in Stone Mountain from where we were living in Dunwoody. And we had gone to drive a 74 Toyota Carina. And as we were coming back from that, we were on 285 and the car started to lose power. She got it up to, you know, off the exit and into the corner gas station that was right there at the exit. And the guy came out, opened the hood, shook his head and shut the hood and said, "Can I call somebody for you?" As it turns out, car death occurs when both the engine leaks oil and the oil light electrical system does not warn you of that. Might have had something to do with, you know, three teenage girl drivers over the last 6 months, but that is what constituted the car death. So once that occurred, and I swear, and I don't know whether this is true or not, but I swear the guy said the engine melted. I don't know if that is possible or true, or the head cracked, or I don't know what happened in terms of the mechanics of what broke it, but it was broken beyond recognition. And so that is how it got from wherever it was. Parents had the car towed home and put in the driveway with a sign on it. And somebody came by and offered mom $50 for it. He hauled it off and we went back over and got the Toyota Carina, which, again, another random car that nobody remembers.
Right.
But that car
was awesome.
We couldn't kill it. We tried to kill it. I took that thing four-wheeling.
Now, just to be clear, do you mean a Corona?
No, I mean a Carina. C-A-R-I-N-A.
I-N-A.
Another random, only sold for a couple of years in the U.S. model. I don't know why. My father, who was a big car guy, or purported to be, had Model Ts and Model As while we were growing up. Why he felt that we should have these random, not normal looking cars. But that car got me all the way through college. I drove that car through until I had graduated from college and was in my master's year. And it got us everywhere we wanted to be. I think it got to about 200,000 when mom got a new car and every car in the family moved down a level.
Well,
yeah, you know how that works, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I get a new car. So right. Here, you get the car that I'm giving up. You get, yeah.
Well, the man clearly had some sense of style, even if it wasn't.
It wasn't a good one.
It wasn't correlated with reliability. Yeah, right. So anyway, Mary, Libby, thank you for being our guests again. And thank you for sharing that awesome story of your worst car ever. And to our listening audience, please, we welcome your support on Patreon. That's patreon.com/thingaboutcars. And we'd love it when you leave reviews for The Thing About Cars on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or wherever you find the show. Your feedback makes us more searchable and more findable by other people. And if we get enough ratings, Apple Podcasts will actually feature us. That'll be something of a dream come true for The Thing About Cars. So thank you for making that happen in your small way. And in the meantime, we hope you and yours are staying safe out there. And share your worst car stories with us. You know, we'd love to talk to you about your worst car stories. We will see you with another episode in a few days. Thanks very much.
Thanks, guys. It was fun.
See ya.
That was fun. Thank you for listening. This has been The Thing About Cars. We'll see you on the road.